As promised, we are speaking to our political analyst, Mr. Gakwe Mashego. Mr. Mashego, a very good morning to you, sir, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. We're talking about the attempted assassination of a former president, Donald Trump. And, you know, this assassination really just reminded me of the multiple instances of political violence targeting the U.S. presidents, former presidents and major party presidential candidates, dating back to, I'd say, the early 1800s with Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president. And if you'd remember, he was the first president to be assassinated. Now, when you look at what happened to Trump this past weekend, would you say that perhaps this was a major security lapse, or perhaps it's an issue with the gun laws that the country has?
Good morning, JT, and to Rise FM listeners. Well, I think it's true. It's both the two factors that you mentioned a concern here. Because number one, I think what really got busted on Saturday was more the myth of American exceptionalism, because every time you watch Hollywood films about the Secret Service, they show you this disciplined force that deploys snipers on roofs, that is able to protect president. That is the most capable bodyguard service in the world. They call themselves that, the most capable bodyguard service in the world. And on Saturday, that myth got busted. So the whole concept of American exceptionalism, the whole concept of American bodyguards being the best in the world was busted. So that speaks more to the planning, to the discipline, to the lacks in security, because when you study everything that you are seeing on the media now, for a person to be able to get on the roof 130 meters facing the stage, you can't do that in South Africa. That's one of the things that you can't do. You can't do that in Zimbabwe. You can't do that in Namibia, but you can do that in America. So I think that really speaks to hubris. The Secret Service has become such a structure that it has started to believe in its own lies, that it is the best bodyguard service in the world. Two, it does speak to the issue of guns, because for a 20-year-old in South Africa, you can't even get a competence license if you're under 21. You need to be 21 before you can get a competence certificate. I'm sure by the time you get a license, you'll be 22. And there should have been a very serious background check about you, neighbors, family members, and even the police are supposed to have done checks about you before you get a firearm. So in America, the fact that a 20-year-old could get a rifle that powerful, it really says all those talks of the only person to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun, that the National Rifle Association used to say, and that Trump said the last time around, they are not true. Because this time around, a bad person with a gun was stopped by a law officer, a law enforcement officer with a gun, which is what people who are against the proliferation of guns have always said, that you can't give civilians guns, saying that there is a law that actually gives them the Second Amendment that gives them the power to arm, but you need to empower the police instead of getting civilians to carry military-style weapons. So I think it speaks more to what the Americans have become, a gun-crazy nation, whereby they are now talking about vending machines selling bullets to hubris that came from the Secret Service, believing they are the best in the world, and that exceptionalism got busted on Saturday.
Yeah, and you know, when you think about what the president was doing there for a second, I mean, this is what, days before he's due to accept the former Republican presidential nomination. What do you see happening after this?
Well, the conference is starting today, and he said yesterday he is going to the conference. Yes. I mean, he's on steroids now. He's a hero. He survived an assassination attempt that was aimed at his head, and he is going to become the nominee, because after the primaries, he was the only candidate that really emerged out of that. Everybody else he beat everyone else to emerge without even contesting, because you must remember, Trump never even appeared at a single primary. He never appeared at a single debate. He appeared on the primary ticket, but he never appeared in a single debate, but he was able to emerge. So I think he is going to the conference starting today. He's going to emerge the nominee, and he's going to nominate somebody as his running mate, because that's what is being looked at, to say who is it that is going to nominate as his running mate. So I think for him, it's really the biggest thing that will ever happen to him. Like I said earlier, we've had American presidents killed. Today, Americans always tell about JFK. Mm-hmm. But I think they tell about JFK because Kennedy was killed. And they'll always tell about the Reaganomics. meaning the economic policy of Ronald Reagan, because Ronald Reagan was shot in 1981 when he was president of the United States. So the Kennedy, which is also built on assassination attempts, that got killed. You know, the Kennedy that was killed, the two Kennedy that were actually assassinated. So Donald Trump now is going to be part of U.S. history for the longest time as somebody that escaped an assassination attempt.
Well, that's a political analyst, Mr. Khakwe Mashego. Mr. Mashego, it's always an honor, sir, to have you with us this morning. Thank you so much.